is much more likely a much higher risk of causing severe and often quite rapid coagulation, microclots, and in fact larger clots, and most importantly clots within the brain, which can manifest into some severe life-threatening injuries. We're talking strokes, heart attacks, thrombotic events, all much higher levels of risk than they were prior to the human race being given either catching the virus or for many adverse effects from vaccines. And in addition to that, you've then got the 5G dangers, the additional risks, which the pilots, the engineers, the airlines are all very aware of. So that double whammy, I really think, we're not meant to be getting into airplanes. We're not meant to be traveling. Cargo is not meant to be moving. And again, I'll come back, supply and demand. We are going to be held ransom and held hostage by a lack of supply of the basics that we take for granted. And that is also linking us into the other part of this story, which is, you know, the cargo areas in China, the three biggest areas shutting down. We had a problem with the Suez Canal not so long ago where everybody had to go around Cape Horn and add another sort of 2 or 3 weeks onto journeys where lots of goods that were time sensitive were destroyed. And by taking down international airline travel, I think we need to start thinking seriously about sourcing from our own mainlands where we live, because that might well become a serious issue. That's just my opinion. It's money.
Yes, money, Penny. I wanted to add just, I hope that the collateral damage doesn't have to be a few airplanes crashing and a whole bunch of people dying in order for people to actually take it seriously. You know, that is traditionally kind of like what gets people to pay attention, right? So that's one thing I just wanted to add, just, you know, in the
Yeah, absolutely. We've already seen reports of 117 pilots having lost their lives in the last year. So let's try and make sure that that number does not get too high, because that is already pretty shocking.
Hey, everybody, this is Noelle.
Think about the vaccine and 5G real quick. If you think about the vaccine and you think about 5G and you think about those pilots who are flying these planes and stuff like that, I think, you know, part of their concern, they might not say it, but I think these people that are higher up, these elitists, like, they know, you know, the effects that 5G has on people, especially people who are vaccinated, you know, with the nanoparticles and things of that nature. So just imagine those pilots. Imagine a pilot having a stroke in mid-flight or while trying to land or while trying to take off. You know, I don't think it's mainly just the instruments on the plane. I think it's the effects of the people who are actually flying it as well. And they're probably doubling back and thinking about that, you know. But that's, you know, who am I? I'm just throwing that out.
Well, just a reminder, according to a pilot's own union, that they've had 100 in, I think you said, how many deaths of pilots? Money, Penny? 116 in the last year.
117.
In years prior, they were averaging about 6 to 10 deaths a year.
Could you guys clarify, are those deaths by vaccine injury, or is that suicide?
I'm just taking the numbers as a whole, so we're not gonna put conjecture onto it that it actually was from a vaccine. But you don't get a jump that high without some red flags going off. A lot of them had strokes, they had heart attacks, seizures, things like that. Feel free to look those up. You could just say Google airline pilot heart attack and you'll see how many come up.
That's like another one of those excess death numbers. You know, you reflect, there's a whole bunch more, and then it's going to take some research to go backwards and say what exactly caused them. But, you know, you look to the world, what's changed? So, yes, there's been some things going on these past few years that that could affect them, but nobody's yet said what exactly what the cause.
Hey, so I just wanted to quickly say to everybody, if you are enjoying this conversation, of course, go ahead and give us a little follow up top. We're now asking you what to do. Maybe ping in your first top six friends if they're online. Just maybe they might value some of this information that we're kind of unpacking here right now, live in the flesh. Moneypenny, I wanted to hand it over to you again, just so that we kind of keep to the subject matter. If you've got anything for us as you're sort of going for your research, is there anything breaking you'd like to share?
Well, I can reflect on what Angela said. We have to, and this is slightly outside of the topic of the room, but it makes a sense, a connection between the 5G discussion, the supply and demand discussion, and the overall health and what is behind all this. And that is, if you currently, wherever you live, whether you're in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, part of Europe, UK, wherever you are, go and look at your most recent mortality figures. And ideally, what you want to do is to get a comparison of the reasons for deaths that are given, but nothing to do with COVID. I want you to focus on non-COVID deaths. So let me just tell you, in the middle of the pandemic, the height of the pandemic, when New York was in absolute rupture, the percentage, the total percentage of the death caused by COVID was still less than 20%. It went up 14, 15, maybe a little bit higher. But over the last year or so, COVID deaths, or deaths that have been related to COVID, and as you know, that can be people that died by something else, but within 28 days of being diagnosed positive with COVID, even those deaths only went up to 2% of all deaths. So look at people who are dying who are not connected to that, and you will find something very, very concerning. And Michael and I have spoken about it in many rooms. It is way off the chart and totally impossible to cover up, which is between 40 and 60% increase in non-COVID deaths. And I believe that will be worldwide, because we certainly looked at several countries when we were doing the preparation for this. And as I said, sadly, when I started with the Office of National Statistics and looked at the data coming out of the UK, and I saw a huge rise in cancer of the upper esophagus, the upper respiratory tract, the trachea, the nasopharyngeal region, it does not make sense that there is suddenly a shooting rise in a particular type of cancer that would normally only be 2 or 3% of all cancers. It doesn't make sense. But on a bigger picture, in the United States, in the UK, and in, I think we looked at Australia, maybe we looked at other places, there was a 40% increase in deaths across a demographic, across age groups, across people living in different parts of, you know, different states, different parts of everywhere. And generally speaking, they were all capable of being linked back to thick blood, gloopy blood, as I call it. Blood is getting thicker as a result of either being infected or injected. Either way, people are suffering from a lot more problems with neurological microclots, causing things like Parkinson's. And sadly, coming through the delays, we are getting lymphoma, leukemia, myeloma. All of those cancers are now coming to the fore. The body is inflamed. The capillaries and the little tiny blood vessels that normally have nice, slim, flowing blood, lots of little blood cells all passing down, have now got thick blood cells sitting on top of each other, crowded, trying to get into a tunnel. They're called Rouleau formation blood cells. And if you go to your doctor and you are worried about this, you could get tested for your D-dimer, your fibrinogen. You want to make sure your blood is not going to stop being pushed through your capillaries and stop one of your organs from failing or a microclot happening. And think how much more that's exacerbated at 36,000 feet, particularly for people that are doing it on a regular basis as their job. So this is what we need to be concerned about. We have got the human body being hit probably by not just a viral enemy, but also the unseen enemy that is electromagnetic, radioisotope, radiation, any type of wave. I mean, we can deliver medication by sound waves now. Yes, we can. Yes, I've read it. Yes, it's peer reviewed. It is incredible. And nanotechnology with the lipids. Wow, we don't know half of what is going on, but we do know the effects of it. So we need to protect against that. And much as they're going to try and take away our natural resources, our food, our medicines, our electronics, our ability to connect, all I'll say is work on the basis. If you didn't have any electricity tomorrow morning, what would you do? You can't access your bank account. You've lost all your money. What would you do? Plan ahead, guys. That's Miss Moneypenny.
Miss Moneypenny, can I ask you a question?
Hold quick. On.
So one second.
Let's do a bit of a queue. We've got.
Don't hate to interrupt, but can we get back to the
pendant? You can get the shungite regular, just a regular rock. And again, it's only found on one place, and that's in Russia. And it's a deposit that they estimate it's 2 billion years old. They think it was a meteor that hit and formed. There's nothing like it on the planet. And I would also encourage you to get small rocks that you can put in your water, because three scientists who discovered the properties of shungite actually received the Nobel Peace Prize because it's just that remarkable. But also to put little stones in your water, and it actually oxygenates your water, and it purifies water and leaches antioxidants into the water. So it's marvelous for that as well. And there's a company called Quantum Pendant that they will mount a shungite stone in another mounting, and it's got scalar technology in it, and it will actually will emit a field of between 5,000 to 7,000 negative ions, which actually is like amplifying the field of your protection from the EMF, and it blocks out negative energies and things like that as well. It's a marvelous thing, and it's a cheap investment. But Quantum Pendant or the shungite store is what I would recommend.
Awesome. So I've just got a message. I understand that a lot of people are sort of asking Nata for, or will be asking Nata for a list of deceived vegetables. So just send her a DM and she'll be able to give you that list. So that's Nata, N-A-T-A, up top, second row.
It was the coagulation, because they talk about coagulated blood. And I just wanted to show someone, if y'all haven't heard of Archbishop Vigano, V-I-G-A-N-O, he's an archbishop of the church, and he basically speaks against the Great Reset. He's speaking against the New World Order agenda. He's not holding back, and he's putting out a lot of good information. If y'all haven't already read it, he actually is the one who talks about the Latin phrase solve a et coagula, which is basically the coagulation of the blood. And he said that this was a basically like a satanic New World Order movement, to where they were going to cause coagulated blood, I guess, through the vaccines, right? Or through the virus somehow. And I guess linking all this together between the thickened blood, between 5G and all these things together, is diabolical. And that's just, I want to just add that the coagulated blood, I believe, is a true thing, because he actually speaks about it as it being part of their agenda. I just wanted to throw that in there.
I have a link for the Archbishop, big interview with him speaking on the deep state as well.
Yeah, he sent a letter to Trump earlier, like in the 2020, right before everything started off. And he also just wrote a recent letter, just putting it out to the people. If you go and read the letters, they're very intriguing. They line up with everything I know about the agenda. So I pretty much fact checked them, and I can say he's pretty much, in line about with what's going on. And he's the one who actually mentioned coagulated blood was going to be part of their agenda.
Ebola, this is just a bunch of elite gangsters playing chess, long story short.
No, yeah, no, I understand. Pagano, though, is, you know, it's not, he's not the Pope. You know, Pagano actually went off into retreat because he bucked against the Pope, and he doesn't like the Pope that's presently in there. And if you just go and read his letters, you'll realize that he's not part of the elitist. He's actually exposing the elitist and their agenda.
Where can we find those letters, Polo?
You can search them online. I would just look up Archbishop Pagano. And you can look up, I think it says Great Reset Letter, or there's one that says A Letter to Trump. He has a few. I just went through and read them. Just, I had to make sure I located this Latin phrase, solve. It's solve a coagula, which basically means coagulated blood.
If you back channel me, I'm in a casino right now. I apologize. I had to take a driving break. If you back channel me, I will.
Is that a vaccination? Like, Are we talking about vaccination?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would like to just add to that, like, you know, I am really suffering right now. So I've had the VAC 1 and 2 just because I was so guilted. But I just want to talk a little bit about what is happening with my skin. So my skin... 2 years ago, I had a really horrible situation with my skin. This is way before COVID. But now my skin is going through something that is, you know, if I could, you know, show pictures, I would. But I am now going back to my Zapper, which is a Zapper that I have used in the past to... I don't even know what I'm zapping, but it's zapping something that a few years ago, I felt I had probably Morgellons, and so my skin was so bad. So now I'm back to kind of the same situation after having the vaccines, and I was perfectly 100. I had not used my Zapper in probably a year, and now I'm back to like having to use my Zapper again, and it's like my skin has huge like holes in my skin because I have to zap whatever it is. It is a parasite. You can feel it when you
just
zap it.
I was just gonna say parasite or flesh eating. Does it look like flesh eating or it feels like?
You gotta finish, Julian. Please.
Yeah, it is. It is. When I put the Zapper on it, I use the Zapper, and it's and it hurts. But I have to, it kills it. It's like, you know, it kills the thing that is in my skin, but it leaves a deep, dark place in my skin. My skin is very damaged, but it's the only thing I can do right now. I had completely healed. I wasn't using it at all. Now I'm back to using it, and I'm having to, like, it's horrible. I mean, it is horrible since I had the VAC. I am having to use my Zapper, and I just ordered a third because I feel like I need three of them right now, because just to take care of like the pain. When they bite, it's horrible. When they sting, it hurts so bad, and I have to kill it. And I know this sounds horrible, and maybe people think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, it's the truth.
Oh my God.
And I land my
the topical, so it's like a piezo electromatic zap.
It's very small. It's a very, yeah. It is
okay.
Okay,
yeah. There's a Hulda Clark, Cure for All Disease. She actually directs on how to make your own Zapper, because there's some parasites that the minute you do anything to kill them, you know, black walnut or B17 or whatever, they can actually jump away from the tissue, float around, and then when the cleanser is out of the system, they attach. But Hulda Zapper, it actually runs the electromagnetic current through the organs, getting whatever is free floating. So that's another type of Zapper. Hulda, Hulda, Clark, Clark. If that can help you any further, Thank you.
And, yeah, I use it every night on my feet because that is what really kills. Like, I decided, here's what I thought. If I'm going to kill the vaccine that's in my body, because I hate that I had to do the vac 1 and 2 because I did it out of guilt. So I wear the zapper on my feet at night because I wanted to kill whatever that thing is in my body. That's what I thought I would try to do. But it seems to made it worse. So I would love anybody that has any thoughts about that, because I thought I was trying to do something, but it literally, it's not going to be killed. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Right,
Julie. Is that it's not going to be killed.
Well, Julian, the Morgellons, that's a fungus. If you watch, his name is Harold Vella, Vella, on YouTube. He talks about all of his research about it being a fungus, you know, mycotoxin. So if you haven't worked with B17, whether it's in almonds or apricot pits or the B17 on itself, that's a flush. And of course, you can do the daily hydroperoxide, one drop a day, to just start cleansing all of your systemic organs.
But what I'm trying to do is kill whatever I was put in my body from the vaccine.
Right. You have to go holistic.
I say go get some ivermectin.
Jillian, do you know anyone who has a Rife machine? Need to look for a Rife machine, because there are frequencies on a Rife machine that can go in and kill parasites. Ivermectin would be useful. Make sure you take it with zinc. That would be a start to see if it could possibly, but these are suggestions. We don't give medical advice here. These are only suggestions, but there's things you could look into. So ivermectin, and then look for someone who has it Rife. It's Rife. Look it up online. See who in your community runs a Rife machine and see if you can't get some appointments for parasites.
There's also a machine called
with the COVID vaccine. I think we got off topic there.
No, these things help with this. These are things we're really trying to help you, Jillian. These actually help. There are frequencies that take care of spike protein and shedding through a Rife machine. Now, this is true. It's a frequency. You hold these rods and you've got to find someone in your community. I'm not sure where you live.
I love that. Yeah, okay.
It's frequencies that literally kill. They're called kill frequencies, and they go in and they kill things in the body. And it sounds like that's exactly what you need. If you can find this, do your research, look into it, and look and ask around your community. Ask everywhere. Go to chiropractors, ask whoever, because they do exist somewhere in your community. Somebody has one, hopefully, that you can utilize and work, and they can give you, it might be doing this 2 or 3 times a week for a few weeks, but it really could help.
You might want to buy your own. They are for sale.
They are for sale. They are.
Hey, guys. So
thank you.
I just wanted to add something before we jump onto a new virus, cancer, whatever it is. The body has a systematic healing on its own. And you can utilize something called autophagy, where anything that's not natural based, which is not a cell and it's foreign, the vaccine is foreign, it just basically destroys and cleanses it out of the system. Not a lot of people even know of autophagy. Go through a 30-day process of autophagy where you're basically just fasting, consuming water, and basically fruits that are astringent. Citrus fruits are the most astringent. And basically, that's all you're doing throughout your day. You're not going to be super hungry because these astringent fruits have fibers in them to keep you full and satisfied. But your main goal is removing this foreign substance that government has t- told you to put in your system.
I think that's called detoxifying.
Yeah, to a cellular level, though.
Well, I mean, that's the only way, right? Holistically, mind, body, and spirit. Those scalar waves, that's the mental body. Mind, body, spirit, love you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
The fruits for the cleanse.
So the strongest would be pomegranate. Pomegranate is one of the strongest ones. Next in line would be just regular old lemons. All these fruits have to be 100% organic for it to be utilized. And basically astringent fruits, all they do is just pull away toxins and things that don't belong there. Your natural cells are not going to be affected. It's just anything that doesn't belong there is being pulled out through this 30-day autophagy.
And so that's I have to fast for 30 days with
When you fast, your body, it's a brain and gut barrier axis. Basically, when you fast, your brain is like, oh no, we're being starved. So there's like a defense mechanism that automatically kicks in. After day number three, stem cells are on the scene. Stem cells, they help out with the cleansing process. So these 30 days, you're going to be literally replacing 150 trillion cells that make up the human body. You're going to be replacing them through autophagy. The older damaged cells are going to die out and new cells are going to form and stem cells are
going to... I love this. I mean, I've only fasted for as much as 120 days, so this would be like really, this would be a bit for me, but I would do it to make sure that this is gone from my body.
Absolutely. So as far as the human body goes, we have this natural systematic healing. We already have this. These foods assist the body in cleansing of damaged cells. We're made up of 150 trillion cells, whatever it is, the organs, eyes, skin, nails, hair, and they all just come down to cells. So during these 30 days, that's what's literally going to happen. You're going to replace older cells at will through autophagy.
I would like to add
this. So I could do a lemon cleanse for 30 days and I'd be good.
Lemon and pomegranate, very astringent.
Sorry to interrupt you guys, but I'm wondering if there should be another room for this topic as well, because it's such a detail.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that too. But yeah, I'm completely like I'm just here. I feel like I don't know. It's been a weird situation here tonight. I feel shut down, and yet you guys just like you got some of you guys keep you know, bringing me back up. But I feel like this room doesn't want to hear about what I'm saying, and it's odd to me because I bring up a point, but it's not what you guys want to hear. What your room doesn't want to bring. So I'm really torn.
Hey, Jillian.
About my skin and what I was feeling, and everyone seems to like not want to hear that. It's like that's not an issue that you want to bring to this room. So you know that's all I'm saying. It just has felt very shut down, and.
Right. I'm sorry you felt that way, but I